When you're at a hotel, you were just saying to me off here that you, like when you're leaving, like to take all the teas and the coffees and the sugars.
I'm not even a big coffee drinker. I take all the coffee bags, mm-hmm. all the sachets of the salt, the sugar, the fake sugar, everything that is not tied down goes in my bag because it's not stealing.
So the shampoos, the conditioners?
Shampoo, conditioners, soaps. Hair caps, the little sewing kits, the shavers,
creams. I take the sewing kit.
The little things, like the sanitizers that they put in.
The moisturizers. Yeah.
All of those, mine.
You take it all.
I love it.
And I think that hotels know that people are going to take them. That's just a given.
It's expected.
Yeah, it is expected. Taking bigger items like bathrobes or towels, probably not something that hotels expect as often, yeah, but I bet it does happen.
Definitely. They're the expensive items, I'd say.
Love this. Luxury hotel in St Kilda, the Prince Hotel, is inviting you to come and stay for the night. It's an expensive night stay because it's a ritzy hotel.
Yeah.
It's $1,000 for the night.
Ooh.
But they are furnishing the room with $2,000 worth of things, different things.
Yeah.
And they're encouraging you to take as much as you like.
So pay $1,000.
Yep.
They've filled it up with $2,000 worth
mm-hmm.
of stuff
mm-hmm.
and you're allowed to take it.
Yep.
So you're making $1,000 back worth of products and stuff.
Yeah. So some of the stuff that they've got in the hotel, they've got Grown Alchemist toiletries valued at $200, Homey cushions and towels valued at more than $350. You got Marlowe ceramic vases valued at $300.
Okay.
Cultivar linen robes and tote and linen sheet set valued at more than $1,000.
Jeez.
A dozen Mitchelton wines valued at more than $150. And Little Prince wine, cheese and charcuterie section in the minibar.
So you pay your money to stay there, 1,000 schmackers.
Yes.
And you can take everything.
You can pretty much take all of it.
Yeah, see, like, none of that really tickles my fancy. I want, like, a TV or an Xbox or a PlayStation or something.
I'd take the Mitchelton wines and the charcuterie for sure. I mean, the cushions and towels sound nice as well. No, actually, I would take it all.
Yeah, you'd have to. If they want us to take it all.
For the value. I mean, and you're also getting a beautiful night's stay. When they initially said it, I thought, oh, they're going to have really big ticket items and they're going to try and make you try and get all of that stuff out, like a fridge or something.
If I could take the fridge, I'd be taking that mini fridge. 100%. Chuck it on Gumtree or Facebook Marketplace.
That sounds like a great night. Plus, you're walking away with all these gifts.
Yeah, it's a win-win. That's how you get your Christmas shopping sorted.
That's a great idea.
Well, Jules,
book a night at the Prince Hotel in St Kilda.
I think I'm going to. Actually, no, I can't afford that.
Get a couple of mates and go in, all in. You can all share the bed. It'll be fine.